The Haiti earthquake has dominated the news for the past 8 or 9 days. Harrowing pictures have been beamed into our homes. News reports have dominated our radio stations. Internet sites provide a constant update as to what is taking place there. And the devastation is undoubtedly phenomenal. 200,000 dead. Tens of thousands orphaned. The already poor infrastructure almost completely gone. And looting and anarchy now on a vast scale. No doubt it's been a terrible event, a terrible tragedy. And as is usual after an event of this nature, commentators begin to question God. Where is he? How can he allow such a thing to happen? If he is a God of love, how can these things take place in this world? Those are serious questions, and they demand an answer. And there are three things we ought to remember when we consider events like Haiti or the tsunami or a hurricane or some natural disaster. Three things we ought never to lose sight of. First of all, the earthquake in Haiti or any other similar disaster should not distort our views of God. This is often the question, where is God, who is God, that he will allow such a thing to happen? Well, the Bible gives us the answer. God is sovereign. He is all-powerful, and he is a God of love. Yes, there are tragic things that happen in this world. But none of those things change the person of God. He is sovereign, all-powerful, and remains a God of love. We ought also to remember that all suffering, all death, can be traced back to Adam's sin. Reports are that the death toll in Haiti will be in the region of 200,000 people. Young lives lost. Old men and women cut off in an instant. Why? Why do such things take place? Why do they happen? Before I answer that question, let me deal with this query. Has God deliberately targeted those tens of thousands of people as individual sinners who deserve immediate punishment? Is it right to think that the people of Haiti deserve this more than anyone else? I know there have been all kinds of comments regarding voodoo and a pact made with the devil years ago. So is that the reason for this devastation? Are the people of Haiti greater sinners than others? That was a very question, or a similar question, Christ dealt with in Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. And the import of his teaching there was that not every disaster can be taken to mean that the people involved were more wicked in their sin than others. No doubt some very wicked people have died, but then no doubt some true believers have died also. And remember, there are still some very wicked people on the earth, and they have not suffered death as a result of an earthquake or a hurricane. So what is the answer? Why did so many lose their lives? Or to put the question another way, why was there so much suffering and death? Let me ask that question a little more pointedly. Why is there suffering and death at all in the world? I can't answer that without going back to Genesis chapter 3. When God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden, there was no death. The earth was created and God pronounced it all to be very good. There was no suffering, no sorrow, no tears, no shame, no sickness. There was no death. Adam and Eve were perfect and in a perfect place. But then they sinned, and with it came all of those things, including death. The fall of Adam and Eve into sin brought about sorrow and death for them, and also a curse upon the ground. The whole creation was affected by Adam's sin. Romans 8 speaks of the whole creation groaneth. Sin has been followed by the curse, and therefore all the miseries of this world are on account of sin in this world. If Adam had not disobeyed God and transgressed the covenant, such miseries and sorrows and grief and heartache and death would not have entered this world. I have to agree with one writer when he said, so when we wonder about things like hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis and the like, and ask why God created such things, remember these are not part of his perfect plan. These are the results of sin. Look at Genesis 1, Genesis 2, and see what the world was like before sin entered it. The earth was very good, but sin has disrupted the world that God has created. Disease and destruction and death were unknown until Adam and Eve sinned. So let's be clear on this. Sin, and not God, is the cause of all this misery. This is a world under the curse. It groans, and there is death because there is sin. Romans 6 puts it very simply when it says the wages of sin is death. There's the cause. The third thing to remember is that God has provided a Savior who saves from all the miseries of sin. What is God doing? That's the question many have asked. Look at all the suffering, all the death, all the agony, all the sorrow. Won't they ask, what is God doing? Let me answer that question by drawing your attention to the great plan of salvation. Think of it this way. God created a perfect world. A world that was subsequently ruined by Adam's sin. And there's now a world under the curse. A curse that involves suffering and death. But God, in His great mercy, has sent His Son to be the Savior of men and to reverse the curse. Here is love. Love demonstrated, love defined, love declared, love in all its vast dimensions. God loved the world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall, salvation full at highest cost. He offers through the person and the work of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message the world needs to hear as we consider the devastation in Haiti. There is a Savior from all the miseries and from the penalty of sin itself. And that Savior is Christ.